WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, thinks Pierre Boulez is the greatest living conductor. For a while, he stopped conducting in order to compose, but in the past few years, he's been making records again. And most of these have been nominated for Grammys, including his latest of the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique. Here's Lloyd's review.
Awards are supposed to honor the person who receives them. But in the case of Pierre Boulez and the Grammys, it's he who honors the awards. He's already won 17, and this year, his recording of Berlioz's most famous orchestral piece, the Symphonie Fantastique, with the spectacular Cleveland Orchestra, has been nominated both for Best Classical Recording and Best Orchestral Performance, which is only right. Listen to the lilting, teasing waltz at the beginning of the ball scene. After a long first movement devoted to the inner life, the reveries and passions of the suicidal young musician hero of this dreamlike, semi-autobiographical symphony, he goes out into the world, to a party, where once again he sees the beautiful object of his obsession, who might or might not be Harriet Smithson, the Irish Shakespearean actress Berlioz eventually and unhappily married. The swing and rhythmic life Boulez gives this music is irresistible, as is the extraordinary delicacy Boulez gets from the Cleveland Orchestra. The playing is even better than on his earlier recording with the London Symphony Orchestra on Sony. That was one of his most controversial discs and disappeared from the catalog not long after it was issued. The controversy was over the March to the Scaffold. The hero dreams he's murdered his beloved and has been condemned to hang. In the dream, he's about to attend his own execution. Boulez was criticized for playing this march too slowly, but I loved its eerie feeling of reluctance and dread. Now the movement is even longer, but only because Boulez takes a section marked for repeat that he omitted before. The tempo is actually faster, crisper. It's more overtly exciting, though it's also a little more conventional. I'm glad both versions are now available on CD. Many of Boulez's recent recordings have been new performances of works he's recorded before. But this Berlioz disc also includes a fascinating and rarely performed work that Boulez hasn't previously recorded, Tristia, a musical triptych for chorus and orchestra, two sections of which, The Death of Ophelia and Funeral March for the Last Scene of Hamlet, are based on the play in which Berlioz first saw Harriet Smithson as Ophelia. Here's the haunting choral lament for the poor drowned girl.
Thank you.
Boulez is one of the great Berlioz conductors. He gets the real sense of romantic madness in the music, and he hears more clearly than anyone else the gorgeous inventiveness of Berlioz's orchestration. Boulez certainly deserves another Grammy, but do the Grammys deserve to have him win?
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Pierre Boulez conducting the Cleveland Orchestra in the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique on Deutsche Grammophon, which is nominated for a Grammy for Best Classical Recording of the Year.